Welcome to The Catalyst, where we explore creative ideas to spark innovation in an unhealthy healthcare system. I'm your host, Dr. Lara Salyer, a physician and mom of three, who is reimagining the way I practice medicine after suffering and overcoming burnout. Join me as I teach you how to optimize flow and catalyze your own revolution in healing. Tune in for candid conversations with leading experts in conventional and holistic healthcare who dare to believe a better future is possible for all of us. Life is made of teeny catalytic moments of immense impact. When strung together, the transformation is magical. Join us and let's color outside the lines. Welcome to this episode of the Catalyst Podcast, From Couch to Catalyst. Fix your inertia with the warm method. So as I'm filming this, it is springtime in Wisconsin. Well, actually it's February, but because of climate change, we've had 57 degree weather and tornadoes and snow, and today it's sunny. And you can smell spring in the air, and everybody is smiling with almost maniacal glee. Because in Wisconsin, we really, really cherish our sunshine, and it's been a while. And so you can see the energy, the collective enthusiasm to accomplish things like maybe donating to charities or finally painting that room in your house or looking at projects for your garden in the spring coming up. But sometimes you don't have that energy and you feel stuck. And it feels like nothing can get you going. You're comfortable on the couch. Then if that's you, this is the episode for you. So let's dive in. All right, I'm going to begin by telling you three stories of three real people, but I have protected their identities. The first is a patient in my functional medicine office. She comes in and she is a hardworking mom of three. And together, we helped her uncover some missed diagnoses like intestinal permeability, hypercortisolism. And let's just say she's pretty high strung, and I resonate with that. It's just like me. But she's handling her kids and a business and kind of burning the candle at both ends, yet she felt chipper and fine, but her body was telling her otherwise. She was having high episodes of cortisol, waking her up at night, and she was keeping it all together for the whole family. We continued our membership relationship, and if you know me, I run a membership clinic here in Wisconsin, and I serve patients from Illinois and Wisconsin. And the reason membership is great is because patients come into my office and it's like they're invited into an ecosystem of support. They get to see me and get supported for 3 months, at least more if they need. And through that concerted effort and that dedication to themselves, we uncover things in our specialty tests and we help them get those next steps so they feel better. And then they graduate with an action plan of sustainable recommendations. So we'd been working together for about 4 months. We'd uncovered things, right? Her tests had showed intestinal permeability, so we corrected that. Her tests showed high cortisol, and we talked about why that could happen. She even had a methylation issue. And we are at the point where she's doing everything she can. She's eating in the way that her body says she should, and she's tried to create some new habits. She continues to wake up at night, though, 3 a.m. See, she's a fervent flame. For those that haven't taken the archetype quiz, I highly recommend you do that. It'll be in the show notes below. This catalyst archetype will match you to one of the four elements, and it's a really great deep dive into how you act, because we all have those elements, but we usually have one that's more predominant. And in her case, it was a fervent flame, which means she is an idea generator. She's very enthusiastic. She usually has a lot of energy and can be easily roped along into any project because she gives it her all. But fervent flames have a risk of burning out due to overcommitment. And that's what was happening with her. So what does this have to do with inertia? Well, what was happening is she was getting ready to leave my practice because we had done some tests and she had some good steps to follow. But then she asked the million-dollar question, but maybe I should keep ordering. Is there another lab test to help me figure out what's wrong? And see, in her case, it wasn't another lab test. We had a lot more inner work to do. That's the first story. The second story is one of my Catalyst Studio mentees. She got a few steps into starting her brand new virtual practice of her dreams. And I helped her craft her perfect tagline so it felt really aligned with her values and her purpose and her mission. And she decided on a specific technology to start taking appointments. She picked out her favorite EMR and got comfy with it by putting her dot phrases and quick texts in there. We even worked together to help her with a signature offer. So she was feeling really good and solid with a great foundation. She knew the workflow that her patients would have. And she even had a signature talk that she'd prepared. And she'd started giving this talk at local events, local library functions, book clubs, etc. She even had a plan for membership. We had been working diligently together. But see, she's a reflective river. She's very intuitive. That's why she was getting so far. She knew the next steps almost without me having to coach her. She knew without even talking to me that after we gave our session notes to her, which I write notes after every session and every mentee gets their own action plan, she would just continue working even beyond the action steps. So she was a joy to work with because she's very intuitive. And then she stopped. And the reason she stopped, she could not stand social media. That was her reason. She said, it's going to be a lot of work. I don't think I can do it. And she started spiraling and her inertia stuck to her. The last story that inspired this podcast is a Catalyst Advantage mentee. So these are different practitioners that aren't interested in building a functional or integrative business. They're seeking me for help with feelings of burnout in our healthcare system. They really crave that tapping back into creative flow and finding themselves in the mess of what they've been doing for the last couple of years or decades. So these are a specific joy because we start to look at the darkness of burnout and how to find yourself amongst the muck. And this Catalyst mentee was really stuck. She hated her job. I mean, she liked it in theory, but it was really grinding on her. They had a couple staff turnovers, different administrators, and her kids were young. They were in that school system, so she really felt stuck. Her husband loved his job, and so she didn't know what her options were. She didn't know what to do. And what did she do every night? She would just scroll on TikTok and scroll on Instagram until 2 a.m., waking up tired. She knew she was addicted to her phone. She even said that. I know I have a problem. I just can't put it down. I don't understand why. I'm unable to do this. And see, she was a resolute rock, meaning she tended to look at life with very rigid ideology. And I understand. I have that in me too. And so she needed my support to help her break those cycles. So all three of these people were stuck with inertia. And it makes sense because it's so much more comfortable to sit on a comfy couch with our pillows and our favorite Netflix and chill options, eating chips, you know, petting our dog. It's a temperature controlled area rather than going outside and walking to get our vitamin D, right? Especially when it's cold in Wisconsin. That temporary discomfort of getting up and off the couch is so hard. And as many teachers have told me, from personal trainers to one of my favorites, Mel Robbins, waiting for motivation is not what happens, right? You need action to make motivation happen. And that's why the best personal trainers really push you to commit and be accountable. Because if you show up, that is what gets you motivated. It's not waiting around for the sudden idea or fix that you will finally have that motivation to complete that task. It's so scary to try and put ourselves out there because we face fear of failure and rejection, right? As I work with my mentees in my studio, many of them are embarking on unrolling group visits for their patients, which is what I do in my practice. Group visits are a great way to support your patients in between office visits in an affordable way because they can pop in, listen to some education, and then ask you questions. I mean, how often in other ways can you get the guaranteed presence of your practitioner? Like right there. It's amazing. And so they're very, very wonderful to have as a service. They can feel very scary as a new practitioner because it feels like if no one comes, it's really kindling those childhood fears of no one's coming to my birthday party. You see, we're all little kids inside. And we all have many parts of us that are worried or maybe, you know, apprehensive that it might reflect on me if nobody shows up. And so that's the job of a mentor, is to acknowledge those fears and say, let's show you a path through them.
Hey, have you visited the Catalyst Way yet? It's an online hub that I designed just for you, where I help you spark creativity, passion, and flow to help you build your own self-expressive work-life masterpiece. I packed a ton of magic inside the Catalyst Way. There's downloadable freebies like the Catalyst Calendar Time Management System and Functional Micro Practice Checklist. You can also earn 10 hours of CME while you rediscover your own unique play and flow. And also connect with me for one-on-one personal and professional mentorship options. But first, pause at the top of the page and take the free Catalyst Archetype quiz. It's more than just finding out who you are. It's about unlocking your fullest potential and harmonizing that work-life masterpiece. Are you a passionate, fervent flame, always leading the charge? Maybe you're a reflective river, providing calm and care in the storm of healthcare. Or maybe a wise wind, bringing innovative solutions to old problems. Or maybe you're like me, the resolute rock, the dependable backbone of your team. Each archetype will be matched to a downloadable assessment that helps you leverage those strengths and find your ideal play activity. Imagine that. Imagine knowing exactly what fuels your fire, where to avoid the risk of burnout, what soothes your soul, and what grounds your thoughts. Picture harnessing these insights as you transform the way that you work, live, and play. Visit the Catalyst Way at drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and take the quiz today. That's drlarasalyer.com/catalyst and keep coloring outside the lines.
So when I look with a patient or I work with a mentee, I start to look at what is really happening and what is the cause of that inertia. And I've talked about this before, self-sabotage, right? But what kinds of self-sabotage? And here are the top three that I see: negative self-talk, fear of judgment, and plain old procrastination. Those are the top three most likely self-sabotaging mechanisms that I see in my practice. And this is detrimental because the more we practice those thought loops of self-sabotage, it really breaks down our mental health. It also breaks down our well-being and our feeling of self-efficacy. We start to feel more trapped because, again, it's easier to recede and just jump back on that couch and be comfortable in passively consuming information. Like that first patient, well, maybe if I order more lab tests, it's sort of like pushing the pause button or a snooze button on your alarm. You're just going to delay. The inevitable was she needed some serious help with her circadian rhythm, with having conversations with her family members to help share the burden of her labor. There were a lot of other things, but those are hard to do. So it's so much easier to try and see, maybe it's just another lab test I need. And it's so much more comfortable to consume and just wait for yet maybe another possible lab test. I see this all the time in my patients, some of them coming from providers that give them dozens of tests. And they're hoping to find the one that explains their symptoms. And often that's not the case, right? But yet we hope. It's so much easier to blame something else on our misery when 80% of the time we are in control. It's just that it's hard to get up and start changing our lives. Here's some of the reasons that I've heard various mentees give me in a Catalyst session when we're talking and I'm trying to help them with their next steps of wherever they're at. I mean, we can be creative on where we point the finger, right? It's the economy is bad. Well, I want to pick the best EMR system. I haven't tried all of them yet. Or I hate social media. It's going to take a long time, just like that second story. And they already assumed that this is going to suck their time away and they don't want to do that, or it's too cold to walk the dog. Okay, that one was mine.
That's my excuse,
right? Patients are saying things like, if I stop drinking alcohol, my friends are not going to want to hang out with me. That's so weird. Or they're always asking for that one root cause. And again, maybe there's another test that can explain my symptoms. You see, sometimes I think we have to be uncomfortable enough to want to get off the couch. And some of these tactics make it more comfortable. We just kick the can further down the road thinking, well,
because I don't like social media, I don't want to get out there. Or because I'm scared, nobody's going to come to my group visits, I just won't start them. And we start to have these narratives that we tell ourselves that, well, this is the reason. And the reason why is we're keeping ourselves safe. So if we don't make it and we're not successful at our business or in our health, our diet plan or exercise regimen or whatever we're setting out to be, we can blame it on somebody because we really haven't given it our all. We can blame it on the economy. We can blame it on the weather or whatever it is, instead of really holding that mirror to ourselves. And this is where we need to start. And so I have devised a 4-step acronym that I like to call WARM, W-A-R-M. And it will help you break out of that thought loop because we all do it. First, I'll tell you the acronym. And then I'll give you an experience, a real-time story that's happening to me right now. And I'm actually using this acronym today. So we'll start with W. When you find yourself stuck, first of all, you have to recognize that, which can be hard. And that's why a good mentor or a good practitioner that helps you with lifestyle changes, you need a third party to look at your life and assess. And so please partner with somebody. Because you can't do it alone. We are in this together. We are in community, in a system, and we have blind spots. So let's say you're lucky enough that you know your blind spots in this example, then you catch yourself saying, wait a second, I think I'm just being comfortable on the couch, and I'd rather kick my own ass and get going. If that's you, the first question to ask is, who dis? That's the first W, is who dis? What I mean by that is, who is this? Who is this talking? Challenge those thoughts in your head. Challenge your beliefs. Challenge the validity of those beliefs. They're probably pretty limiting, right? That would be, for an example, like nobody will come to my group, you know, sessions, or my community can't possibly support a functional practice. I don't think I could do this. Challenge that. Who's that talking? Right? It's somebody probably trying to keep you safe, but also, is it a bossy aunt from your past? Is it your part inside that's just too scared, that is worried that nobody's going to come to your birthday party, right? So challenge. W, who dis? Second is A, which is aim low. Not lofty goals. Don't start off with that. Chunk it all the way down. You know, help yourself set these really achievable tiny goals. It has to be so effortless, it's almost easy and ridiculous. So if you want to, for example, start running group visits, and if you're listening to this before March 14th, I have a pop-up workshop that I'm doing called All-in-One Group Visits, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to break these down into tiny steps to get you really familiar and excited to do group visits. And if you're listening to this after March 14th, it'll be in a course. All-in-One Group Visits on rightbrainrescue.com. But anyway, you aim low. A is aim low. Make it so effortless that you think this is ridiculous. Another example of that that I use often in my mentoring sessions, when people are coming upon this, like, oh, this feels so, this mountain of a goal. I have to, for example, I have to draft up my membership plan. I don't know where to start. We'll chunk it down until it's so effortless. And it might look like, maybe my goal is August 1st to have a membership plan for my patients. So I'd like to have it written out by June 1st. But then by May 1st, I'd like to have the pricing figured out. You start to retroactively work backwards until the very next step is so tiny, the teeniest little domino. And it might be open up a Google document and type out the names of your membership tiers. So these are the kinds of things. So we've got W, who dis, A, aim low, super low, small steps. R is reason why. Remind yourself, why are we doing this? What is your reason to put your shoes on in the morning and go for a run and you're on the couch and not wanting to do it? What is your reason for wanting to temporarily quit alcohol to see if you can regulate your estrogen and progesterone and see if your hot flashes get better, right? What is your reason? Why? So when you're feeling stuck, ask yourself, what are my values in this moment? And are they aligned with my purpose and my mission and my goals? Why am I doing this goal? And sometimes you might uncover some really good information that tells you you don't need to be doing this right now. You have something else more pressing. Or maybe these values have shifted. But always ask, reason why. And then finally, M. M is for messy moves the needle. This means take imperfect action. Just move. Just get off the couch. Stumble to the kitchen. Whatever it is, put your shoes on. Left shoe on the right foot. Does not matter. Take imperfect action. Recognize that your progress comes from just moving in a messy way. Nothing says that you have to be perfect right outside the gate or ever. When I welcome people into my Catalyst studio, they see that group visits and a membership for your patients can look so many different ways. Everybody has their own unique flavor, and they get invited to see some of my old, you know, group visits from the past and how I showed up with hair that was wet from the rain after a walk. This is not primetime TV. And so remind yourself that messy still moves the needle. So it's WARM, who dis, aim low, reason why, and messy moves the needle. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. As I'm preparing for this pop-up workshop, March 14th, as I'm recording this, it's 2 weeks away, and I had been working pretty diligently. I'd say I put in a good 20 hours of some really fun slides. I really love lecturing and teaching, especially practitioners, because they're so excited to, you know, unroll medicine and delivery of care in a self-expressive way that really aligns with their vision of how they want healthcare to be. So here I was working, well, for the last couple of weeks on these slides and making them fun. And I usually put in some polling, you know, asking questions, making interactive. And I'd say I had about 82 slides for a 90-minute workshop. And I put in about 5 more hours on Saturday, just tidying everything up. And then I opened my computer today and my PowerPoint suddenly decided to crash. And have no fear, I have a Mac. I usually do, you know, backing up, but I hadn't last week. And I thought, well, I usually save it. It auto-saves, and it didn't. So I lost all but 10 slides. And I'm devastated, really, honestly. I had to go take a walk around to just catch my breath because it's such a rookie mistake. And I felt so unmotivated. I mean, I like lecturing. I love making these slides, but to do it all over again, it's like rereading the same book right after you finished it. I just am not motivated. And yet it has to happen. So I followed my own advice and I said, who dis? First of all, who's talking right now? And it was my petulant tantrumy toddler saying, I don't want to do it. And then that's why I went for a walk. Rather than try to focus, it wasn't going to work. Then I said, aim low. Okay, I'm going to aim low today. I'm just going to do one slide and we're going to just slowly retrace our steps. And I'm also going to aim low in the fact that I don't need to have the best slides. They can be a version of what I had before. And I know it'll still be high value. The reason why is I am passionate about having practitioners get this information, and these workshops are so incredibly transformative that I know it makes impact. And finally, M, messy moves the needle. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm reconfiguring these slides. They'll be a little different. They might not be my absolute best, but it's going to move the needle. It's going to get the job done. So next time you're feeling inertia, remember warm. Warm yourself up to get off the couch. Ask, who's this? Aim low, reason why, and messy moves the needle. Challenge those thoughts. Remember that motivation doesn't come from inaction. It's so much more comfortable to blame or point fingers or sit on the couch and consume, get another certification, another degree, or consume TikTok or social media and just sort of dissociate from life. Jump back in it. Get warm. Remind yourself of the why. And I'd love to hear ways that you have helped yourself through self-sabotage. I thank you so much for listening and tuning in. It is my wish that everybody can create a self-expressive career in healthcare that is filled with energy and joy and less burnout. Let's connect. I would love to help you get from couch to catalyst in a brainstorming session on Zoom. You can book this with the link below in the show notes. And as a show of gratitude, use the coupon code podcast and get the brainstorming session for free. I can't wait to talk to you and keep coloring outside the lines.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Catalyst Podcast. My vision is a world without burnout, and my mission is to teach 1 million medical professionals how to tap into creativity and flow to increase joy and well-being. We all deserve a medical career that is self-expressive, unique, and creative. You can help by signing up for my newsletters. One of my highest values is gratitude, so I love giving back. And each newsletter is gamified. The more you share, the more you win. It's easy to sign up. Just go to drlarasalyer.com/win. Thank you for coloring outside the lines with me.